Well, definitely, my first response will be no. We are not satisfied. It could be better. It should be better. But having said that, let me also say that I must commend the security agencies because in the real sense, they have improved and they have done much more than they used to do. But there are certain basic problems that must be confronted. Number one, their equipment must be upgraded. It's very, very important. We are now dealing with people who are using very sophisticated equipment, and they must have better things to detect bombs and the rest of them. Secondly, like I've said before, and I will still say, there are many people in the security agencies that are polarized along religious lines. They still take sides and aid some of these people, and that is why it's so difficult to nail them. It's so difficult to get them. Thirdly, our religious leaders, clerics, especially in the north, must help us because this thing is an ideological problem. They must help us by locating the clerics and imams that these people believe in to begin to talk to them so that those ones will help us convey the message to them that Nigeria cannot be Islamized. Nigeria cannot be Christianized, if I may use that word. You can't make Nigeria a nation of one religion. It's a nation that God, in his own wisdom, has allowed people from different religions to come together. So we must learn to live together. Because if that doesn't happen, they will continue to have new recruits from the grassroots, from the mosque that they go to every day. They will continue to get people to protect them. They are staying in people's houses. Recently in Maiduguri, for example, we heard, and you can ask this, that a lot of the grenades, the rocket-propelled grenades and all that are being fired from homes, from people's homes. So who are these people? They are regular people that you see every day. So they are doing these things from their homes. Yes, there are some who are afraid to give out information, but the truth is there are many who protect them because they think these people are fighting for them and fighting for their religion.
Some people have said that religious groups in the country should be blamed for not coming together to speak against this ideological religious background of violence orchestrated by these armed groups in the name of religion. What do you say to that?
Definitely, I agree with that. Now, once in a while, we have seen some religious leaders that have come out to say something, but what they've said is not strong enough, and what they've said does not actually go to the root core of what is happening. One or two have spoken, but it's not enough. But I think it should be more than what they even say. It is more of what they do. I believe they can say a lot publicly, but they can even do much more privately. They can locate those, because listen to me, every ideology comes from somebody's teaching. You see? So where did they get these teachings from? They know these things. They know the religious leaders that are teaching these things. Now, some of these young men who are the actual killers that are going out and killing people, there are sheikhs, imams, and religious leaders they believe in. They still relate with these people. So they need to reach out to these people. I'm talking of some of our leaders in the north, so that they can, these people convince them, these people will now reach out to them. Without that, it will be very difficult to nip this thing in the bud. It will be very difficult.
Now, Reverend, let me ask you, has your Christian group made overtures or gestures towards these Muslim groups, some in the north, to try to come up as with a united front to speak with one voice against such an act or against some of these militant groups who are using religion to basically undermine security in the entire country?
Well, it's not in the entire country anyway.
Well, I understand that. Yeah, right.
All right. But I needed to emphasize that. But yes, definitely, we have done that. Some of our different groups have done that with different Muslim groups. For one thing, I'll give you an example about about a month, not quite a month ago, about 3 weeks ago, myself and the Sultan, as co-chair, he is the head of the Muslims, I'm head of the Christians, as co-chairs of the Interreligious Council, we issued a statement together, and it was sent to the press and to everybody, condemning a lot of these things that are happening and saying that we don't agree with whatever these people are doing, and we condemn it. So we did that. It was a joint statement, and we will continue to do more in that direction. But what I'm still telling you is that is good. That speaks to a certain level of certain groups of people. But I'm still telling you that it is important to privately locate the people who are doing this. You can locate them. They are not spirits. They are human beings. And there are people who know them. And the only way you can do this is to convince them about this ideology, that it's a wrong ideology. And the only people who can do it are the people who know the people who know them, those who teach some of these things, those who probably at one time or the other have believed in some of these things. So it is very crucial that this is done. And this is what we are appealing, and this is what we are pleading. We are appealing to some of our Muslim leaders to help us by doing this and going after them. Not every Muslim is an Islamist, but Islamists hide among the Muslims. This is what bothers us. This is what troubles me today as I speak to you.